Well, hello, everybody. Once again, I'm going to have to stop saying, well, hello. Well, hello. I don't know why I say that. Anyway, so we're on day 14, and I'm still dealing with sync issues. I just want to talk a little bit about all of these issues that I have. So basically, I want to do a video and an audio podcast. I want to do both versions. And I want to have green screen, and I want to have all of this stuff, right? I mean, I want to be able to just, you know, mid whatever, I want to be able to just change my background and do all of that stuff. But I've had so much trouble with it. Like, the programs drop frames if your computer is not, you know, beefy enough, or there are all these issues that you can have. But I've read things that say even if you have a really good computer with, you know, really fast CPU and solid state hard drive and really good video card, that you can still have this issue with your video switcher. So it says, okay, so I talked to several people who said, well, just use your camcorder and then import it in and edit it later. Well, eventually I want to do things over my shoulder, and I want to do screenshots, and because I want to do some how-to stuff in the video version at some point. And all of that takes way too long to edit later. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm kind of going back and forth, because the shows that really have it down and don't have all these issues with audio and video syncing and, you know, all of this stuff, they have equipment that's like thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's equipment that's specifically built just for video switching. And so doing video switching on a regular computer is evidently somewhat of a trick. And But I'm one of those people, I guess part of the fun of it is figuring it out, but I want people to enjoy watching it, so I want people to not be annoyed by, you know, syncing issues. Now, one thing I can do, and I'm going way off in the weeds, but this is supposed to be a geeky podcast, so I hope that you guys follow me and, you know, are okay with me being a little bit geeky. But one of the things that I could do is record it and then go back in and just move the audio a little bit in a video editing program, which I have. The problem is, and I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but the problem is that it's not always consistent. So there normally is a consistent, the audio is slightly ahead of the video because sound is easier for the computer to process. So basically the sound will be a little bit ahead, and then you'll see the lips move, because one thing, the video is coming in over USB, the audio is coming in analog, the USB could transfer rate could be slower. There are all kinds of things that it could be. And so basically that's one thing that can happen. Well, the second thing that can happen is, to keep up with the video, if it gets behind, the software or the plugins or whatever, if I move too much, I don't know, will drop frames. So then what happens, and again, I know I'm getting into the weeds here, but if you are already listening to me, then you know I'm geeky. So I read that basically someone did a test with these various programs, and to keep up, they'll drop frames in the video. So what that means is, if the audio stays just a perfect, you know, timeline, and to keep up, if the recording drops frames, eventually, after so many minutes of it dropping frames, it will, the video will actually be ahead of the audio. I mean, you'd think, because on a camcorder, for instance, somehow they've worked it out so that the audio and the video stay together. But for some reason on, you know, on a computer, they haven't worked that out. And I know it's because the audio is coming in a separate channel. It's different codecs, yada, yada, yada. But all I want it to be is together. So what that means is it can start out and it can be 50 milliseconds off. So I could push the audio 50 milliseconds and it would be perfect. But then let's say 3 minutes in, the video program decided to drop a frame. Well, then even though I've thought I got the audio synced up, now my audio is slightly behind the video. If it was perfectly on and a frame was dropped, it's one frame behind, which means now I have to move the audio back. But let's say another minute, you know, from that, I drop another frame. Well, you can see what happens. I mean, a 10-minute video, and you end up like, I don't know, spending all this time, but I want it to be as perfect as possible. But I don't know. I don't know what to do. So if any of you guys know what to do, you know, then you can certainly...
Hi, my name is Reagan.
Wow, that's really loud. You can certainly help me out and give me some tips if you're a video professional. Or you can give me donations so I can buy better equipment. I'm just kidding. You don't have to give me donations. But I'm at a loss. So I do have a camcorder that I had bought, and I'm going to buy a video capture card and hook the HDMI from the camcorder directly out to, you know, to the computer. But I think I'm still going to run into the same issue. I think that I'm going to have issues basically no matter what I do, because I think I'm going to have the syncing issues just from the software and, you know, dropping frames and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There are so many different possibilities and so many ways I could spend money, but I could spend money on the wrong thing. And then, you know, and then what am I going to do? I'm trying to see if I had any email. Well, what I wanted to say as far as contact is I did get contact from Greg in Australia, and he said that I need to keep doing the podcast because it's become his night ritual. Of course, about the time that I put it out, I don't know if it's, they're like 16 or 17 hours ahead of me, but I know that he said it's his nighttime ritual to listen, to get his daily dose of Adam. So I don't know. So, well, Greg, I have to tell you that I'm not going to be able to keep putting it out every day, but I will do my best to put it out when I can. So, you know, but, and let's see, Gary responded, and I hope I haven't, he says, I'm hitting all of his buttons. He's always had trouble ordering at Jason's Deli. They have some things on the board, and then you have to look at their menu. I like Jason's, but I do have trouble trying to order. As far as computers, my philosophy has been that anyone born after the computer is invented has a chip in them. Us old dudes don't. I like your videos. Well, thank you, Gary. I like your videos, too. No, I'm just kidding. I have had a few people subscribe to the YouTube channel. It is Geeky Gay TV, and if you just want to listen to the audio, that's fine. I mean, I just do the video for fun, and because I am going to try to do some how-to type stuff just to test it out. But, you know, if you ever want to see what I look like, you can certainly go over there. But I do request that you subscribe if you have any interest in, just so I know kind of how many people are going over there. But if you contacted me and I did not mention you on today's show, I will mention you tomorrow. I started recording and then realized once again I did not have my contact ready. But let me go back over that. It's going to be YouTube channel. It's going to be Geeky Gay TV. You can go to Google Plus and circle Geeky Gay. And you can email me. contact@geekygay.com. So, sorry, I just went on and on and about my video syncing issues, and I'm it's going to be an ongoing saga, but I hope eventually I get it worked out where it's really nice and professional looking. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.